behind the secure doors that once held juvenile offenders as young as 12 years old.
Everybody in their rooms, please.
Now sits a set of new faces, older ones, more serious, more mature. The Salem Correctional Center has now fully transitioned from a home for youth to a state prison, housing low to medium security male inmates. Soon, all 388 beds will be full as inmates from regional jails, inmates the prison system previously had no room for, are transferred to Salem. The Harrison County location is now the 16th facility under the DOC's purview, equipped with a dining hall, library, rec rooms, and classrooms like all the others. But the inmates in Salem will experience rehabilitation in a new way, comprehensively, and under the guidance of Warden David Jones.
The culture of confinement does not protect the public. You have to have a culture of change in place. We have to have a goal in mind that whatever leaves here, the individuals that leave this facility, we need to have the confidence that they're leaving different than they were when they got here.
During the 2013 legislative session, lawmakers passed the Governor's Justice Reinvestment Act, a bill focused on reforming the state prison system and dealing with the overcrowding problem. The largest focus of the act was reducing recidivism, or the rate former inmates are reoffending and returning to the system. The Salem facility is an experiment, so to speak, in taking on the causes of recidivism head-on. The site offers basic adult education classes for inmates who did not receive a high school diploma or GED. It also has three vocational classrooms with training in plumbing, heating and cooling, and culinary arts, with the hopes of soon adding a course designed for the oil and gas industry, booming in northern West Virginia. These types of classes are offered at all of the DOC facilities to equip the inmates with skills they can put to use when they are released. But Salem also offers an on-site workforce West Virginia counselor, someone who can guide the inmates to careers on the outside. Inmates also have access to counselors who deal with local housing authorities to help them find somewhere to live, specialists from the Department of Health and Human Resources, and an on-site substance abuse treatment center. Things that are unique to this facility, things that will help the inmates transition back to regular life.
So those kind of things that we need to do to assure that these people have a second chance and can go back in and be productive citizens again. And that's basically what this facility here, Salem, is designed to do.
Governor Tomlin says as he and his staff studied how other states have dealt with overcrowding in the past, they found that comprehensive rehabilitation in one place had a huge impact on the numbers of former inmates returning to prison. But Salem is helping with another problem as well, prison overcrowding. The 388 new beds mean 388 less DOC inmates being held in regional jails. 388 less men who are having to miss out on the programming they need to complete to be eligible for parole. DOC Commissioner Jim Rubenstein says within the next few weeks, all prisoner transfers will be completed, filling the Salem facility. Tomlin calls the move just the first step in reducing the prison population and, hopefully, the number of men who will return for future crimes. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Salem.